when things do their job and keep people safer, that's a good thing, right? Like, you would probably agree with that in theory. So in the town of, like, say, Prairie City, Iowa, they got less than 3,000 people there. They put up speed cameras because they only have a couple of cops there. And the number of speeders has absolutely dropped. But for some reason, some Iowa lawmakers have decided that they are going to fight the idea of these small towns having speed cameras, calling them, quote, unconstitutional. Their police chief in Prairie City doesn't get it either.
It almost does seem like that smaller communities are maybe getting singled out, and I'm not sure the reasoning behind it.
Prairie City Police Chief Kevin God feels like some state lawmakers are out to get smaller Iowa towns with speed cameras. Chief God says his cameras on Highway 163 and near the school are beneficial.
It seems like they're really hurting the people that really need it the most. For our community, we're a 2,000-ish population. We have 3 full-time police officers, so it's not practical or feasible for us to be able to sit out and enforce traffic on the highway.
You know what's interesting? 3 feels like the minimum because you have like 3 8-hour shifts. Like, so it feels like you have to have at least 3 of anything to have a full-time anything.
They put these cameras in on Highway 163 over there in Prairie City, and they were getting 8,600 speeding violations a month. And since the cameras have gone into effect, they're now having 600 a month. I mean, that's what you're reducing speeders by 8,000 a month on that highway.
But the population's only 2,000, so 600 a month?
But that's people coming through town and speeding and whatnot, so you know to slow down because cameras are involved. I mean, I just got popped the other day. I have to pay a $75 ticket. I got popped on 235 right
now. Was you?
It was me this time. It's 6-3. Leah's still winning 6-3 in speeding tickets, but I digress. So, like, ticket revenue, unfortunately, for the city has dropped from $120,000 a month now to $55,000 a month in Prairie City, but people are being safe. So why would you want to take this away? Why would you want to make any sort of speed camera unconstitutional in a small town that's got 3 cops and doesn't have the manpower to slow people down with the speed gun all the time? I'm racking my brain about why some lawmakers in this state find it necessary to do this. Why are you punishing small towns? Or just give them 50 more cops? You want to pay for that, lawmakers?
I am so distracted by the fact that between the two of you, you've had 9 speeding tickets since you were married, since you were dating. Like this
here.
Since you've been in Iowa?
Yeah, here.
So in the last, like, 4 years.
Yeah, since we've been here.
You've had 9.
Between the two of us.
Speeding tickets.
Yeah, mostly her. Mostly her.
That's unbelievable to me. I've had 3 in my whole life.
Yeah?
In my whole life, including one on the camera because I didn't realize what the speed limit was.
I was driving angry. My kids were just, I couldn't handle it. So I was gunned. I was like, you know how you drive mad sometimes? I'm sure you've done that with a fight. You're like, I gotta, yeah. And I knew it, and I saw the camera when I went by. I'm like, that thing's going to get me. And I was only doing like 75 and a 60, but still, I was doing 75 and a 60 in the left.
Like,
I know!
60 is the maximum speed under ideal conditions.
Get out of here, all right? You drive 60, you better get, not even in the right lane, you better be in the bike lane.
This is
you
why better, I you don't better, like driving with you.
You better get out of here. Whoever these lawmakers are, they need to chill out on trying to punish small town Iowa. If there's anything this show stands for, we stand for small town Iowa.
I think you stand for you because you're the one getting popped.
I did get popped.
Because
yeah.
You speed everywhere.
No, not everywhere. I was just angry that day. My wife speeds everywhere.
In general, speeding.
Most of hers were coming like through from like Milwaukee or Chicago, like on the east side of the state, like through Grinnell when you get into this sort of metro. That's where she gets hit. Because there's a huge speed trap right there. It goes from 70 to like 55, and she gets popped there every time.
It's unbelievable to me how you many tickets you've gotten.
6! She's gotten 6 speeding tickets.
I'm curious if anyone can beat the couple.
Oh, God, that's
Wicket
not hard at all.
And Lee.
That's not hard at all to
with
beat.
With 9 in 4 years?
That's not
tough. How many
have
you had in your life, you think, if you had to guess?
Speeding tickets?
Tickets.
Not
parking tickets. The parking tickets don't count.
How many parking tickets do you have?
Well, I've got thousands.
See, how can you possibly have? Because I pay respect to the parking meters. I love the fact that we have kiosks.
I'll tell you why I have thousands. Because when I lived in Omaha, if you've been to Omaha, you know, I lived in the Old Market, Omaha.
Yeah.
And back then, not now, now it's different,
yeah.
But back then they had no parking for my apartment. So if I paid for a parking garage, it was about four blocks away and it was $200 a month. Or I could park right in front of my building and it was a $5 ticket that went directly to the schools and you only got one ticket a day. So I literally was just paying a $5
ticket. You're paying $150 a month.
Every day.
That's a better parking.
To park in front of my building.
That's a better deal. That's pretty good.
That's why I got thousands of tickets
That's
when
not
I lived
bad.
There. Now they changed it shortly before I moved.
Yeah, they should definitely.
Different no. Now you cannot get away with that, but at the time it was this big joke because the parking tickets literally went to the Omaha school
sure,
system.
That's great.
So I just felt like I instead of paying the big dog property owner
you're not
running
big parking you don't want to pay big parking yeah
instead of paying him an exorbitant amount of money to park my car, I was literally supporting our children,
Heather,
and the education of the world. It was I am a philanthropist.
Heather Lee, the voice of children. Laser, who's this?
Mario.
Hillbilly. What's up, brother?
Oh, just listening to you all. All I heard was Lee is a better Hellraiser than you and Heather.
Wait a minute. Because she has gotten six speeding tickets in 4 years, that makes her a better Hellraiser than me?
Well, yeah. That's all about Hellraising, ain't it?
She's a more expensive Hellraiser than me.
Hey, money's money.
Yeah.
How many tickets have you gotten in the last year or the last 5 years, Hillbilly, for speeding or other automotive-related things?
I've had five just this year.
Five this year? It's April 11th.
Are they all on the speed cameras?
Two of them are in Iowa speed cameras, yes.
What were the other three?
Well, one was in Kentucky. One was in... I don't speed in Illinois. One was in Tennessee and Indiana.
Just all speeding?
Yep.
We got to put a governor on your car.
Yeah, they already got a GPS on. That's enough.
Yeah.
And I agree with Wicket. You better stay on the shoulder of the road when I come by.
Right. When you're going 60 in a 60, you better get over, girl.
I mean, when I hit like 62, I brake. I put
oh,
on the brake.
Oh, God. Ugh.
You're the person that keeps riding the brake light. Okay.
Are you the woman I had to pass today in the left lane?
She was going. 60 is the speed limit.
Get
it is,
off the road.
60 is the max speed in ideal conditions.
Get off. Thank God you don't drive the freeway very often. Thank God you're only driving on Ingersoll.
When it says 65, I'm pretty sure that means, I don't know, 78.
If you're not going 65, you better be on the right side. That's what that means. This state
exactly.
Doesn't believe that, though, Pillbilly. This state believes 65 is exactly what Heather is talking about, and that's why it takes forever to get anywhere in this state.
If they wanted us to go 68, it would be 68.
Pillbilly, you rock, brother.
Oh, love y'all. Have a good day.
I'm curious now. With all of these new speed cameras happening,
yeah.
Right? I'm curious who has the most speed camera tickets,
because
my mind was blown when you told me Lee's had six.
Six in 4 years. And you know what? They're all in the car that's registered under my name.
So you've had six.
But I'm like, come
and
on.
And three of your own. So you've had nine.
I just got my third in 4 years when I was angry driving to Ankeny the other day.
Because, I mean, just knowing that they're there is enough of a deterrent for me.
How many speeding tickets have you had? Say in the last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever. 515-244-1033. You can also text in 515-244-1033. But don't do it while you're driving, because then you might get the texting and driving ticket. We don't want that on top of your speeding ticket. Let us know on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Warren, it's Alan. So, speeding tickets. Whew. I got two weeks apart last year on my motorcycle.
Do you get more on the bike than you do in the car?
I would say it's evened out, because I've had my driver's license longer than a motorcycle license.
Okay.
But I have had a moving violation for every year that I've had a driver's license, at least.
And how old are you?
29.
So you've had 13 moving violation tickets, most of them speeding.
Most of them speeding. Some of them, they cut me a break on the speeding and maybe give me a seatbelt, which isn't technically a moving violation, but...
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What?
That is just incredible. Like,
what?
That is just incredible to me.
The 13?
Your flagrant disregard for the law.
Heaven. When you have 90 horsepower and you're on a motorcycle going down a speed limit 55, come on. Where am I supposed to?
Yeah. Callan, I get you, man. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. You guys have a fantastic day.
You too.
Unbelievable.
See? It's not as uncommon.
The world we live in. You know what we need to do, Wicket?
What do we need to do, Heather?
We need steeper laws. So, like, if in, because people don't care. They're just speeding anyway. So if we actually want people to stop speeding, we need to sentence them to death.
What? Turn Sammy Hagar up.
When there's too much traffic, I can't pass no. So I'm trying my best to leave a move between black and white.
Oh my God. Here we go! Everybody! From the text line, 515 sends in, I've only had two camera tickets in 10 years. Got to slow down before you did the camera, and I guess I'm too fast to get caught by police. This is a good one here. A few years ago, going from Ohio to St. Charles, as my grandmother was dying, I got 8 speeding tickets in a day. Heather, 8 in a day.
I feel like you go directly to jail. Do not pass go. But I do. I get it. I get that it's all a money grab.
Yeah,
that they're just putting those in so they can take our money because they're counting them as a parking ticket. So I understand. I don't actually think we should execute you if you're speeding.
If you kill me for going 72, then I can't go 72 again a few weeks later for you to get another $75 out of me, or in my wife's case, 6 times getting a speeding ticket. And then money will, you know, coming into the state of Iowa. That's what the most important thing is.
Annie on the DMs. I've had 0 speeding tickets since 2004.
Yeah, all you got to do is...
That's a flex.
Just bat your eyes and be a chick. That's really... All these are coming in from dudes. That's because, oh, I'm sorry, I was speeding. And then the cop's like, okay, I'll give you a break. Here's a seatbelt violation. Or what? You just slow down, young lady. You go right ahead. They don't do that for me. I can't be like, well, officer, I was going. I've got my kids... Going to jail. It's always the it's the thing is, it's tough to be a guy. All right, you ladies always have it so easy.
I mean,
all the just bat your eyes and show your boobs, and you can have a nice day. Just you probably pull down the cleavage a little more when the cop comes to your window. Annie, Heather.
Yeah. Every time I see 4 inches, I think I have made a mistake.
How is this a thing people want to do?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. Wicket has had an abnormal amount.
I've had 3! 3!
We've had 9 total under your name.
3 speeding tickets. My wife had 6, but she drives the car, which was in my name. And then when we got the minivan is in her name. So every time I get a lovely piece of mail from the state of Iowa, and it's usually from the Department of Transportation, I know if it's got my name on it, not to get too worked up, because it's probably something my wife did. And in fact, it's a speeding ticket. So far, 6 times out of 9, it has been a speeding ticket in the white car that we drive, that she drives 90% of the time. I drive the minivan. Now, I just got one in the mail for me because I got popped going 75 and a 60 or 75 and a 65 or whatever on 235 right by the golf course. I was angry driving. My kids were really annoying me that day. But we've had 9 in 4 years, and 6 of those, she's leading 6-3 right now.
Well, regardless, Wicket has had more tickets in the last couple of years than I've had in my whole life. So it is appalling to me. It begs the question up on Facebook, how many speeding tickets are you up to?
Let's see here. Nicole writes, enough. They're like, they're going to suspend me if I keep it up. 2 tickets in the same week once. Kathy has had 3. She thinks speed trap should be illegal. Stephanie's had none. Trevor has had 2 over the last 5 years. Nick, from age 16 to 25, at least 15, but he's 51 now and hasn't had one in over 20 years.
Well, I still think that yours is a lot.
Christopher writes, because of Laser Nun, you guys got to play heavier stuff. Does heavier stuff, like when you put on heavy music, does it make you drive faster?
No, that is completely untrue. Music makes you feel at peace in general, according to the doctors.
Listen to metal music and feel total.
Hi, my name is Dr. Nicole Andreoli. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I want to explain why this makes total sense. Listening to any type of music can be therapeutic and can allow for an emotional release. Heavy metal is no exception.
There you go. It doesn't matter, sir, what we were to play.
All right. So if all we did was play Slaughter to Prevail nonstop all day long, you wouldn't get any more speeding tickets. You actually might get fewer speeding tickets. How many are you up to? 515-244-1033. Call or text. A lot of text messages came in. Someone said, I've been proud that it's been more than 20 years since
yes!
I had any tickets. This says, hi, it's Danny. I've had 3 speeding tickets and multiple warnings, but in 2019, I got 2 speeding tickets for going 15 over. They sent me a letter in the mail saying I was a habitual offender, and if I got another in 12 months, they were taking away my license. She did get another one after that 12-month period expired.
See, I complain to you about how you're such a terrible driver.
I am
get
not.
All these speeding tickets.
I've had 3.
But I do engage in things in the car that could be considered distracted driving at times.
On TikTok, I know. Constantly.
No, it's not on TikTok, but it's just like the one time that I got pulled over recently and didn't get a ticket.
Of course.
I was just dodging raindrops. I was like, you know how sometimes it rains in just like a little strip and
you
a
were
line?
Swerving and you told the cop you were dodging raindrops?
Yeah, it was late at night.
Oh my God.
It was like 3 a.m.
This doesn't happen to guys.
And he thought I was intoxicated, which I wasn't. I was like, give me all the tests. I'll blow on the thing. Like,
oh, okay.
I'll walk on the line.
All
like,
you had
whatever.
To do, say, I'll blow on the thing. And he's like, have a nice day, lady.
Well, what did they call it?
It's a breathalyzer. Yes. 515-244-1033. How many speeding tickets are you up to? Call or text or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Michael.
Are you driving right now?
I am. I drive for a living. I've been driving since I got out of the military, so 25 years.
All right. Are you speeding right now?
No, I'm actually at a 4-way stop.
Okay.
You're so safe. Okay, proceed.
Fortunately, I've been pretty dang lucky. I think I've had 2 speeding tickets my entire life.
He even beats me, Wicket.
Yeah, music doesn't make you drive faster. I don't know about you guys, but you put on Metallica, Sepultura, some Head PE, and I can go to bed.
If I put on Fuel by Metallica, I might drive a little faster. But that's because that's the song they used for NASCAR for a while.
Absolutely.
Hey, you rock, man. Thank you for calling and thank you for driving safely.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the radio, most of all.
Absolutely.
And thank you for your service. Laser, who's this?
Laser, this is Lance in Des Moines.
All right, Lance. Croto Lance. It's not how many people you've had to pick up who got popped for speeding, but how many times have you gotten a ticket for speeding?
I can't even tell you, probably since I was a teenager, that I've even had one.
Oh, my gosh.
You are the winner on my team. Wicket has his own team of instigators.
Dude, I got 3 angry teammates in the back of the minivan screaming and crying, and it took me 25 minutes to get them in the GD van so we could go to the indoor playground. They won't listen to me whatsoever, so when I get in the car, that foot might be a little bit heavy.
But what are our team names? Heather's Angels and Wicket's Criminals?
Wicket's Warriors. Heather, figure it out.
I'm close to the criminal side, but I'm definitely not an angel.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've gotten popped for other things, but just not speeding.
Correct.
Thank you, Lance.
When you drive for a living, you probably need to follow the rules.
Laser, who's this?
Well, hey, Wicket, this is Anthony. So I didn't have a lot of speeding tickets. I had 19 driving while suspended by the age of 22.
Wow.
But now I'm paying the price and I'm paying off all my fines to keep my license. So.
See, you can turn your life around just like Jelly Roll.
I mean, yeah, but he's a big guy.
Are you a big dude?
I'm a big dude, too. Every time I turn around, it's my birthday.
I don't understand that joke.
He's so large, he revolves around the sun.
Oh.
It goes around.
I'm the one that made the eclipse happen. Yeah.
He was just going to get something to eat, and he walked by, and he blocked out the sun.
Yeah, my boss was upset, you know. Like,
dude, it's dark in here. Get out of here. Hey, man, appreciate you getting in. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
I love it when you explain the jokes to me, Wicked.
It's your sheltered life.
Oh, my God.
The waffle's rival is the pancake.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.